This week, a singer and songwriter named Nella was nominated for a Latin Grammy in the Best New Artist category. She is from Venezuela, and like thousands of others, she left her country because of the political and social upheaval there. Beto Arcos has her story.
Marianela Rojas, who today goes by the single name Nella, was born in the beach town of Por la Mar in the island of Margarita, the largest Venezuelan island in the Caribbean.
My parents are still there. My sister, so you can still live there, at least at the island. I always say that the island is kind of like Narnia. Of course, we're affected by everything, by the lack of food and the lack of basic goods.
Venezuela was already in turmoil when Nella was born in 1989. She grew up singing American pop music.
All the divas, Christina Aguilera, Celine Dion, Mariah Carey, you name it, all of them, I would like lock myself in my room from like 3 p.m. that I was coming back from school until 9 p.m. and just sing.
Al comienzo del día temprano sale la negra Tilia con su canasto tejido donde lleva lo de vender. No son las 5 aún. Todavía no hay cielo azul que anuncie en la mañana. Rumbo al mercado de Por la Mar, la negrita va.
After graduating from high school in 2007, Nella moved to Caracas, Venezuela's capital, to study communications and music. Then she applied to the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
In Berklee, you know, there are 4,000 students. 1,000 of them are singers.
Spanish guitarist, composer, and producer Javier Limon is a member of the faculty at Berklee and has worked with some of the biggest names in flamenco. He says Nella stood out when he first heard her at the college.
In my opinion, the most valuable thing is the uniqueness, to be unique, because everybody sings amazing, perfect tune, perfect rhythm, perfect technique, whatever you want, any style. But to be original, to be different, to be someone special, that's what Nella had, and that's what she is now. Very special and very, very different.
2 years ago, Limon was hired to compose the music for Iranian director Asghar Farhadi's film Everybody Knows, starring Javier Bardem and Penelope Cruz. Limon emailed Farhadi a link to a video of him and Nella singing the song Fin de Fiesta.
Uno de esos cuentos sin final.
Farhadi loved the song and asked to hear Nella sing it over the phone.
So I did the song, and next thing I received a message saying that I had to go to Madrid to not only record the songs of the movie, but also be part of this movie.
El tiempo pasó frío y veloz, y él encontró fortuna y clase.
And that led to her debut album, a collaboration with Limon called Simply Voy.
He will send me lyrics first. I will tell them how connected I felt with the lyrics because that was also very surprising. Sometimes I felt like he was reading my mind. Songs that will really describe me. I mean, Me Llama Nella, it's obviously for me.
Me llama Nella, la de la voz quebrada. Pasó la noche en vela cantando coplas de.
One day, Limon read a newspaper article about the turmoil in Venezuela and emailed Nella some lyrics.
I just started crying. And in the middle of all of this, I told him, you know what, we should put music to this.
Volveré a mi tierra, Venezuela grande.
The lyrics of the song say, I will return to my homeland. Venezuela is great, beloved, and eternal. I will return to my homeland to sing to the sea in its full moon. I will return to my homeland, where my people are brave and awakened.
¿Dónde está mi gente? Valiente y despierta.
Next, they made a video with the faces of Venezuelans.
Friends from all around the world, friends from Venezuela, or whoever wants to be part of this, to be able to tell the story through these words.
The YouTube video went viral. Still, as a singer and public figure from a country that's constantly in the news, Nella doesn't like to wrap herself in the Venezuelan flag.
Sometimes people complain that, you don't care about Venezuela, like, you don't post in things about Venezuela. I don't need to post these things to make people know that I love my country and that I would love to go back one day.
Nella wants her music to be the voice of Venezuelans who hope to see their country with a better future. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.